Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. John 10, make some noise. Somebody scream. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Everybody stand, let's pray. Stand to your feet. Thank you for having us. This is a blessing. Wow. Ubeti, by force. Unti, Ubeti. Ubeti, by force. Hallelujah. Your two hands are lifted up. Close your eyes everywhere. We glorify thy name. We glorify thy name. Oh, oh. We glorify. We glorify thy name. Yeah. Yeshua, nani moya, sing it for the last time. Yeshua, nani moya. Oh. We glorify. We glorify. Oh my. We glorify. We glorify. Hold it. Sing with your voices. We glory. If God has been good to you, I want you to lift your hands and begin to thank Him for only 1 minute. Only 1 minute. God has been good to you. Anybody that is enjoying the goodness of God, lift your hands and worship. Glorify the name of the Lord. Father, thank you for the privilege to come and share the gospel, the opportunity to preach. We have come here to glorify Christ. My God, yeah. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this privilege. We don't take it for granted at all. You have sent us on a prophetic mission for the lifting and elevation and the souls of your people. We pray in the name of Jesus that your grace will brood over this wonderful school and over these wonderful people. Show them your glory. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Clap your hands and give God the glory. Are you screaming? Yeah. Hallelujah. I want us to read a short scripture and then I will allow you to take your seats. Say amen. All right, I will read John chapter 3, something that you are very familiar with to you. John the third chapter. The Bible said in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees by the name Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Can I have your attention? Thank you. The same came by the night to Jesus and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that. Any problems? Somebody has a problem? I can solve it. You have a problem, I can solve it. It will be right to speak to me. Hallelujah. The Bible said the same came by night to Jesus and said, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who have come from God. For no man can do these miracles except that God be with him. In verse number 3, the Bible said, and Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And the Bible continued to say, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom. So the first one is he cannot see the kingdom of God. The second one is he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. The Bible said that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I tell you that you must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and we can hear the sound thereof, but canst not tell where it's coming from and where it's going. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and talked and said to Jesus, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said unto him, are thou a master of Israel, and you knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto you, we speak that we do know, and we testify what we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe them not, how shall ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? The Bible said in verse 13, and no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that cometh down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Then I'm reading the most favorite and populous verse in the Bible. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. But listen to verse 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world, that the world through him might be saved. He that believeth in the Son is not condemned. He that believeth not on the Son of God is already condemned, because he does not believe on the name of the only begotten Son of God. I will end with the two verses. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. In verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hates light. They don't come near the light, so their deeds will be reproved. I want to work with that word reproved. I want to work with that word correct for some time. Ladies and gentlemen, please be seated. How are you? Today we are so blessed. Becky, thank you. I want to, first of all, let me celebrate director so much for the opportunity to come over to Reverend John Tay Memorial Institute to come and share the gospel and the grace of God. I will not waste your time. 8 o'clock exactly, we will be gone. I wanted to use the opportunity to pray for the final year students who are writing their exam, so that the favor of God and the grace of God will go with you in this particular exam. Amen. Oh, I know you can be very loud. Amen. Are you hungry? Yeah, I can't feel you. Amen. These guys, amen. Oh, amen once again. Guys, ladies, amen. Which class are these? Formal? It looks like you are all ladies. So which class or form or? Form 1. Form 1 and 2. Okay, form 1 and 2. Amen, form 1 and 2s. And who are these guys? Nice looking guys, smart, intelligent. Ladies and gentlemen, who are you from twos? SHS 1. SHS 1 and 2. And 3. Okay, SHS, hello, amen? So then this is mixture of SHS 1, 2, 3. Then I'm speaking to the seniors now. All right. SHS 1, 2, and 3. Hey, amen? Okay, over here, I have a lot of men, so I must feel the vibration in here. Amen, guys. Amen, guys. Okay, everybody, amen. Steve, I love the energy of the schools, man. I love the energy. I now understand why Bishop Doug is with the First Love Church. The energy is too much. Hallelujah. As I will be a dinibem guamanation, so came and was with him. Hallelujah. The gospel of Jesus Christ, the Bible said, is the power of God unto salvation. The Bible said that there was a man by the name Bezalel that God has given wisdom, articulate skill, intellect. You know, that is why you are in this school. You are here to develop your cognitive skill, your intellectual power, and prepare yourself for your future. We were in Accra Academy this afternoon, and we left them to be with you this evening. I will want to share some few thoughts in the scriptures with you, and also with our viewers who are around the world, on the internet, on social media, on YouTube podcast, and also on Facebook, who have joined us from around the world, especially our partners. Now, there was a man by that name Bezalel. The Bible said that something came upon the man by the name anointing. An anointing can give a person special abilities for them to do so many things. Most of you are very intelligent, not only because you are able to learn, but also because God has favored you. When I say the favor of God, you can see it with your eyes. There is an invisible hand that is pushing you. People don't understand why you are unique and why you are special and why you can be able to think and reason in the way you do. But there is an invisible hand that is pushing you. I think I just met some special people. Some believe, some don't believe. Well, you believe is your portion. Somebody shout amen. The Bible said there was a man by the name David, a young man like you, 16 years. The grace of God came upon him. He went and stood before a gallant soldier by the name Goliath. The Bible said that Goliath was a soldier from the age of 9 years. He carried the spear and the sword, and he had become grown up to become a great giant. In the family of Goliath, there are only giants. David was just a small stature person, but the Bible said he chose 5 smooth stones and stood before Goliath and said, "You come against me with spear and sword, but I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel, whom you have defiled." in whose army I stand. Today, I will kill you. I will cut off your head. I will give your flesh to the beasts of the air and the fowls of the air. They will eat your flesh. Ladies and gentlemen, the anointing that came upon King David was an invisible hand. When he rolled a sling, if it was an ordinary sling, there was no way that it could penetrate through the helmet of Goliath. But the power of God, I don't know. The power of God. Oh, man. The power of God. Somebody shout power. I can't hear you. Somebody say raw power. Yeah, I'm talking about unmitigated, undiluted, unrestricted, unabated power of God. I'm talking about power. Who taught, who said it is only adults who can have the anointing? I know children who are anointed. I know teenagers who are anointed. I know people that are very young and anointed. Somebody scream! Sit down. Let me tell you this. If a child can be a witch, then a child can be a prophet. Yeah. If a child can be a wizard, then a child can be a woman of God. If a child, you know, can devise evil, then there are people sitting here with a big future. Oh, God. Big future. If you scream, I'm talking to you. Yeah. If you shout, I am talking to you. Somebody shout, hey! Hallelujah! Listen, the people screaming and shouting, they are not mad. They are celebrating their future. They are celebrating their future. Yay! Hallelujah! From this evening, you will grow and become mighty. From this evening, you will rise and you will shine. From this evening, the glory and the majesty and the power of God will be your portion. Somebody shout, hey! Listen. There is an invisible hand that came upon David. The Bible said he sling the stone, and the moment he released the first stone, it went straight into Goliath's helmet. It broke into the helmet. It broke into his car. It went into his head. The Bible said, and the giant came down. I am talking about the invisible hand of God, the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the might of God, the power of God, the glory of God, the presence of God, the move of God. Am I talking to you? Somebody shout, hey! Hey! Hallelujah. If you believe in power, then you will pass your exam by the power of God. Yeah. You know, when I'm speaking to young men and young women like you, there is a reason why I have come here. Your future is mighty. That needs to be guided. Yeah, I'm telling you, God has sent you pastors after his own heart who are going to help you. Like midwives are helping, you know, people that are giving birth. You will shine like the sun. You will rise and shine like the sun. You will do amazing things in your lifetime. Somebody shout, hey!
Sit down.
Sit down.
Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, let me say this. The first time I went to Accra Academy many years ago, I think that is over 24 years ago, before I got married, because that was many years, 25 years ago. That first time, whilst I was preaching, people like Uncle Ato was sitting in the church as a student. I can mention so many names I met in schools, in secondary schools, where I went to preach. I met them and they were sitting in the secondary school. But we didn't know that Uncle Ato was going to rise and become big. His name will be everywhere. His music will be everywhere. Whilst you are sitting here right now, sweet, let me tell you, your future is huge. You will buy cars, you will build houses, you will get a big name, you will be a big woman, you will be a big man, you will do great things. Somebody shall hear. Sit down. Your future will be massive. You will be a CEO. Ministers of state, president of Ghana, first lady of Ghana, chief justice of Ghana, archbishops, prophets, bishops, cardinals, am I talking to you? Businessmen, pilots, captains, soldiers, police officers, lawyers. Am I talking to you? Doctors, nurses, surgeons, receive it! Receive it! Receive it! Sit down. Sit down. Now I've got your attention. Sit down. Hallelujah. When a person has a great future, they are like people living in a glass house. They don't throw stones. When you are going to have a very big future, your name is going to be great. When I mean, you know, let's say that you are going to be the president of Ghana, but it's going to take you 30 years before you become president. So you are going to go through a process. There are certain things that you don't go through. Because if you are not careful, you would destroy the dream which is on your life. The Bible said that Joseph had a beautiful future. His father made him a coat of many colors. Get up, guys. Let's work. Protocol, fast. Let's work. The Bible said that Joseph's father had made him a coat of many colors. And that coat had so much splendor. But the brothers did not want his future. And so they wanted to cut him off. Ladies and gentlemen, whilst you are seated here, one of the reasons why your parents are so serious for you to be serious with your books is because they will not be there forever for you. One day your parents are going to be old. You are going to bring them to your house. You will take care of them. You will fly them to Germany, America. Yeah. Ah. You will fly your mother. Mom, I bought a new house for you in Atlanta.
Georgia. What do you have to know? Then come in, if you know. Hallelujah. So if you have such a great future, you don't make careless decisions. Do you get what I'm saying? Carelessness have destroyed so many people. I met a man recently, very nice man. He's a mixed race person. His father is a Lebanese, a white Lebanese. And when I met him, he was on his way to the psychiatric hospital. He went to St. Peter's Secondary School. And when he finished St. Peter's, he went to Legon. He has a degree. But because of careless decisions, Wabodam, he is insane. Yeah. Because it's surely we. We share for our supine because. Because of carelessness, there are so many people who are trying to be adults prematurely. Life is step by step. Step by. I can't feel you. What do you have to know? Dear, anybody who wants to run over the steps will fall down and hurt themselves. One day in London, I was on the escalator from the underground trains. And then I saw a white lady. One of her foot had gone into the escalator and broken. Blood everywhere. When people should be going this way and they are going that way, that is what happened. You know, the escalator goes clockwise and anti-clockwise. So instead of going this way to go up, she was trying to go that way to go up. This way is coming down, and that one is going up. So the moment you are using the wrong route to the right way, you will fall and break your leg. They had to bring the escalator engineers to stop the escalator, remove all the steps one by one to take her foot out. Now, the point is, there are many people who love Jesus in this building. They love to sing gospel music. They love to come to worship services like this. But there are so many carelessness in our secret life that will make us break our legs and miss step by step. The moment you miss your step, you are coming down. So many things. I recently, 2 weeks ago, we heard of a young man who is at Pantine Psychiatric Hospital. He is a hip life musician, very popular guy. Everybody knows him. Washiriza. You see, when these guys start there, we are, you know, hey, we love your music, Then the carelessness starts. They wrap the reed like this. Microphone. And then omochini mi no omeja no puha edamna na asha asie no. Hallelujah. There are people in my village. They don't go to school like this. Your parents are so, so good. I want to thank God for everybody who is here. I want to thank God for your parents. Yes. Yes. I know that you will not appreciate it now. It's okay. But if you were living in my hometown, some of the parts of the places, there are no electricity, let alone to have a phone connected to the internet. There are many people who don't attend good schools. There are people in my village who don't speak English. They don't understand English. If you speak English, they can't understand you. So don't make careless decisions and careless choices and destroy the opportunity you have. To be in this school is an opportunity. How many parents can pay, you know, between 5,000 and 10,000 Ghana cedis for their children to go to an international school? How many people can put their children in a place and pay for a whole term for them to enjoy nice environment and food and all that? Obi Bekaso, you know, I don't even like this girl. I don't like Umbehangawa. Umbehangawa. Now, let me finish like this. Many people are in the Bible that God promised, I will make you great. I will do this. I will do that in your life. But because of carelessness, they destroyed that beautiful future. Me, if I were you in this school, if you write me a love letter, hi, Kofio Drew, when I see you, you are a shiny, sexy star. When I wake up in the morning, by the elation of the beauty of the day, has given me some goosebumps to write you the thoughts of my heart. Ken nabueke means silly. Oma amene tredu yanima udinze unhuna uokengaino no. Ken nabueke means silly. When I see you are melting. Some are learning in this school. Others are fooling. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Some are learning. Others are fooling. Can I talk to you? Oh, you don't like my preaching tonight. No, if you are serious, there are so, apart from carelessness, there are so many people who are not serious. You know, your parents brought you here for a reason. Preparing your future, having a time of fellowship with God. That is the reason why we study a little bit. You know, we go on the entertainment a little bit, and then we come to church a little bit. That we want you to have a taste of everything. But if you are not serious, you will blow away the opportunity for nothing. When people begin to write love letters and send to you, me, if I were you, I will bring the love letter to assembly and read it to everybody. I go give you Yawa for the week. Hallelujah. This is why I came to share Jesus Christ with you. When a person accepts the Lord Jesus as their Savior, there are five things that happens. Number one, he translates you from darkness to light. You realize that your entire life does not circle around darkness anymore. You want anything that has got to do with light. When you are in light, there are certain things that you are not too pleased with. When people are watching pornography, it's not your thing. Ah, pono. Many people have phones, and when they are sleeping and everybody is sleeping, they open pono. Oh, no. There are young men, and I know in John 10, those young men are not here. They are not here. Those young men, maybe I met them somewhere else. They will go to the bathroom and go and don't be careless. I said, don't be. When Jesus is in the life of some, when a person accepts Christ, I said, number one, the person have passed from darkness. The person have passed from darkness. I can't hear you. The person have passed from darkness. Number two, the Holy Spirit comes to live in you. When the Holy Spirit is living in you, it is as if you are driving with a sat-nav navigator or a satellite navigator. You are, and the navigator is guiding you where to go after you input the address. So let's say that you are driving from your house to this school, and then you key in Reverend John Terry Memorial Institute of Angkor, and then the location, you know, everything, and then you just press start, and you start driving. Whilst you are coming, it will say turn left in 300 meters. Bear right at the roundabout in 400 yards. Do this. If you follow the instruction, the navigator will bring you exactly to this place. But sometimes what the navigator does is that it gives you options. You want to go the long route or the short route. And those of you who think like me and say, this navigator, don't trust this navigator. Let me also use my mind. You will use your mind and end up in a river. The navigator is working by something called GPS. The GPS is speaking to the navigator. So God is the GPS. The navigator is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in you. You are the driver. And the Holy Spirit is telling you, turn left, turn right, don't go here, don't do this. And I want to tell you, anybody sitting here can never tell me that you don't hear the Holy Spirit. Everybody hears the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit may not be speaking to you like I'm speaking to you, but the Holy Spirit speaks to your conscience, your motives, and your heart. That is what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit will say, don't do it. Stop it. Don't say it. It is the Holy Spirit that is speaking. Your mom spoke to you and you wanted to speak rudely. The Holy Spirit says, don't speak. You know that the Lord spoke to you, but you are trying to ignore. The Holy Spirit can tell you, don't entertain that boy. That boy is aimless, clueless, and useless. Oh, God. Aimless, clueless, and useless. Listen to the Holy Spirit rather than yourself, your flesh. The Holy Spirit can tell you so many wonderful things that if you are able to follow it, the Holy Spirit can tell you, go to the library. Go and read for 1 hour. The Holy Spirit can tell you, don't join the gossip. The Holy Spirit can tell you, when you go onto the internet, don't go to porn sites. Yeah. The Holy Spirit can warn you, that girl is a lesbian. Oh, yeah. Don't be her friend. The Holy Spirit can tell you that. The Spirit of God can tell you that habit will destroy you. I came to share Christ with you. When Christ lives in you, the Spirit of God lives in you. It is the Spirit of God that tells you, read your Bible. Pray for 2 minutes, 30 minutes, 10 minutes. It is the Holy Spirit that can even tell you, today, I mean, I'm fasting. 6 to 9. And then break time, I can take my first meal of the day. The Holy Spirit can tell you to do. Sometimes the Holy Spirit can tell, call home. Speak to your mom. Speak to your dad. Sometimes they need you. Everyone, how did he know that I was thinking about you? Just that can put a smile on their faces. The Holy Spirit can tell you, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit can restrict you. There are certain people that he will restrict them from coming into your life. Tonight is my prayer that you will be filled with the Holy Spirit. And one of the things that when the Holy Spirit fills you, he gives you the witness to speak in other tongues. Yeah, I believe in speaking in tongues. The Bible said in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 2, he that speaks in other tongues or in an unknown tongue does not speak to man, but speaks to God. In the spirit, he speaks mysteries. And so when they go like kera, kavridos kera, it is foolishness to the carnal mind. But the Holy Spirit is giving somebody utterance. And that utterance can be healing and deliverance to another person. The Holy Spirit gives somebody that witness to be able to do that. Let me tell you the third thing. I may not be able to tell you all the five things. And let us close after we have prayed. Second thing, when Jesus Christ is your Lord and personal Savior, righteousness lives in you. His righteousness, what we call the imputed righteousness. You realize that there are so many things that you are not interested in. In secondary school, sometimes you can have people who want to sodomize you. Trumu, trumu. You are shocked. You didn't expect me to say that. Oh, I can say anything. I can say anything. You don't check me out on the internet. I say anything. So when my children were kids and they went to school, first thing when they come back from school, did somebody try your true? It's true, dear men. I haven't gone there yet. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, once he comes on you, then righteousness are going to be the fruit of the Spirit. Love, gentleness, joy, self-control. I love that one. Because that one, it is not God who will control yourself for you. He will give you the courage, the strength, the grace, and then you will control yourself. When you have self-control, you don't steal somebody's shaitan. People are not only stealing shito, they are stealing singlets, ladies' panties, gentlemen's panties, braziers. They will steal it and cut where you have written your name, they will cut it off. By the time you go, I remember one of my sons when he used to come to this school. One day he kept his tights in his trunk. When he came back from church Sunday like this, the trunk was locked nicely. She Agbele trunk. Agjunibi mini yom ife. Everything that was in the trunk was stolen. And they stole his tight and closed the trunk. I said, my boy, the people are not kind at all. They stole your food and stole your tight. Now, let me say this to you. When righteousness is in you, you are not interested to steal anybody's brazier. No. That draws, what it draws, a coin. What it draws. People steal people's biscuits, drinks, shit up. They will steal your gari, steal your conflicts, steal your holics. When righteousness is in you, you don't steal. Hallelujah. Yeah. When Jesus and righteousness lives in you, listen, I close with this. You are not a gossip. Hey, you know, no. Hallelujah. And then the last thing I will say, and I will leave the last one out of it. When the Holy Spirit, when Jesus is your Lord, there is one thing that you know that you are going to be a success. in this life. You can't fail. So don't tell me you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but you fail in class. You can't fail. It is impossible. You know Christ, you must be first. Nothing less. You must excel. You cannot pray in tongues and be last in your class. You cannot perform abysmal in your academic pursuit. You have to excel. Obia Yesu tinimu oye serious. When it comes to studying, they study serious. And the last fifth thing, those people that Christ live in their heart, all their decisions, choices, imaginations, thinking, are all Christ-centered. Christ-centered. They know that they are pilgrims and strangers on earth. After we have lived life on earth and had all the money and wealth and the fame and the impact and influence, one day we will leave the earth. And nobody leaves the earth into oblivion. The Bible said in Daniel chapter 12 verse 2, some will go to eternal life, others will go into eternal punishment. This is why I'm asking you to run for your life. Give your life to Christ. I'm not talking about this Koliko Christianity in Ghana. I go to church. No. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the recitation. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, and then you sleep. That's not what I'm talking about. Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. No. You know, I believe in the Father, the Son, and that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real stuff. When you know you are not real, you know. When you are fake, you know. You know, this is why I tell people, don't look at what is on the internet. See, the internet is portraying a fake life. Most of the people you see on the internet, Chanel shades, Gucci, Tom Ford, Brioni, Givenchy, Cha Chardon, you know, all the nice things, Roger, Calvin Klein, Armani Exchange, and all that, you know, nice designer. Mwa mwa heubi anje designer, but say ya tadie. Yeah. Ya tadie. This is not Gucci, it's polyester. But they show. Yeah. And so, don't be chasing the world. If there is something you should be chasing, chase your faith and chase your future. Your faith and your future. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Stand to your feet, let's pray. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, pure and holy, tried and true, ooh, we, come on, I'll be a living sanctuary, sir. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, ooh, wait and see. I'll be a living sanctuary. I want you to put your two hands on your heart and I want you to commit your life into the hands of the Lord. Tell the Lord to forgive you of every sin you have committed and commit your life to Jesus Christ. Commit your life to Jesus Christ. Commit your life to Jesus Christ. Come on, lift your voice. Tonight's service is a renewal service. We renew our heart for Christ. Come on, my darling. We renew our heart for Christ. Come on. We renew our heart for Christ. come on. Renew your heart for Christ. Come on. Ah. Lift your voice 30 seconds more. Come on. Raise it up. Come on. Tonight, I want you to ask the Holy Spirit to fill you and anoint you. Holy Spirit, fill me, anoint me. Yes, if Christ lives in you, you belong to Jesus Christ. You will be filled with the Spirit of the living God. Come on, my darling. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. Spirit divine. I said, if a child can be a witch, then a child can be anointed. Come on, as we close. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Holy Ghost. Spirit divine. Atiana Madokosha. Lastly, every addiction, every habit, you know this habit is not a good habit. You know it. Tonight you want to tell the Lord, please break this habit from my life. Take away this habit away from my life. This thing is not a good habit. In the name of Jesus, lift your voice. This is your last prayer. Breaking habits. Breaking habits. Oh God, your people are before you. Breaking habits. Can you lift your two hands? In the next 1 minute, something like a breeze will come upon this wonderful school. The Bible calls that thing the anointing, the presence of God. Just 1 minute. I know that it is evening. Tomorrow we have major papers. So only 1 minute, we are done. I won't take too much time. But there will be an anointing that will come upon these wonderful people. Oh! Shadika rakadosi. Oh! Gigadadadadahade. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Spirit of God. By the count of eight, let the glory come upon your people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Here comes the glory. Here comes the glory. Here comes the glory. Oh, here comes the glory. Oh, tatikada. Hey! Something strong. Something mega. Spirit of God. Oh, shkadadadakadida. Sabadika tobra anti. There is an anointing flowing right now in the name of Jesus. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. Holy Ghost. Help him for me. Help him. Help him. Help him for me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. appear. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. There is an anointing moving here. Spirit divine. Hey, hey. That's not ocean. That's not ocean. Da 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 da. As you see, there are 9 young men in this building that God will lay a very strong anointing. And there are 19 young ladies that God will touch very powerfully. Those 9 young men, your future has a very strong command on ministry. You will be a doctor by the man of God. You will be an engineer by the man of God. A politician by the man of God. A businessman by the man of God. And those ladies, there is an anointing beyond your own imagination. Holy Ghost, right now, in the name of Jesus. 9 young men, touch them. Holy Ghost, help me. In the name of Jesus. Hey! It's coming. Spirit in the night. Help me. Holy Ghost. Only 3 minutes. I'm done. In 3 minutes, I'm done. I know it's not tomorrow. We have a service. We have an exam. Holy Ghost. Look at this. I said, some people will speak in other tongues, plus in a language that will amaze. Spirit of God. Help me. Can I have volunteers? Hey! Carry them here. Bring them here. Lift them. Bring them. Hey! Spirit of Jesus' name. Anybody standing here? Any hold of the enemy that holds your intellect, that you cannot retain the things that you learn, I break that power. Break that power. Hey! There is an anointing on you. Anointing on you. Anointing on you right now. There is an anointing. Receive the glory of God. In Jesus' name. Can I ask all the final year students, come here, let's pray. You are writing WASI. Come over here. Let those ladies wait for me. I'll be with them. WASI. Bow down and worship him. Bow down and worship. Worship me, bow down and worship me. Let these lovely people, let me pray for them, and then we'll pray for the final year students. Be gentle. Nicely, be gentle. Let me pray for you. The glory of God will come mightily on you. Yeah. I anoint you in the name of Jesus. Sweetheart, the glory and the grace of God. May the Lord touch you mightily. Stand behind them for me. Let the glory and this grace excel in your destiny and in your life. You are a sign and a wonder. Ah, you are a sign and a wonder in the name of Jesus. Let the grace of God take you to the next level. Jesus' name. Sweet, the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. My darling, receive grace. Jesus' name. Leave him there. Let her relax. Now I present you before the presence of God. It is God that gives victory to people. But I can tell you on authority that this exam is a done deal. Believe it, because God has already done it. The Lord will give you amazing results. Amazing results. The A's are going to be too much. 8 A's, 7 A's. Lastly, 6 A's. 8 A's, 7 A's. Lastly, 6 A's. The person that, you know, will have 6 A's, at least your other, you know, 2 should be B's. Never a C. Your 2 hands are lifted. Father, I take my time and minister to these wonderful people. In the name of Jesus. Your word says that Joshua became mighty and a wise man because Moses have laid hands on him. We have come right to Reverend John Tay Memorial Institute to lay hands on these amazing, gallant men and women so that they will thrive and be successful in their exam. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, may God give you success in Jesus' name. May the Lord give you success in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you success. Thank you. In Jesus' name. When I finish praying for you, you can take a seat. May the Lord give you success, my dear. In the mighty name of Jesus. Mighty man. May the Lord give you success. Sweet. May God give you success. May God protect you whilst you even write and give you success. In the name of Jesus. There will be no incidents. God will give you success. In Jesus' name. The Lord will give you success. Sweetie. God will give you success. In the mighty name of Jesus. The glory of God will give you success in Jesus' name. You will excel in this particular exam and you will proceed to your university education in Jesus' precious name. I declare the ace over you in Jesus' name. I prophesy the ace over you in the name of Jesus. God will just favor you. It will just be favor. In Jesus' name, the Lord will favor your efforts and your studying endeavors. In Jesus' precious name, receive favor for this exam. Receive favor, 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 favor for this exam. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive favor for this exam. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody shout amen. Now let me pray for everybody. For the mind to learn. Retentive mind. Put your 2 hands on your head. Put it on your head. Now, Father, I bless these lovely children of yours. From today, they will excel. In Jesus' mighty name. From today, they will excel. From today, they will excel. From today, they will excel. I break every limitation. I break every hold of the enemy. In Jesus' mighty name, from today, they will excel. From today, they will excel. From today, they will excel. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Clap these hands. Take your seats, please. I want to pray for any staff member that is here. I have some of the lovely people I know from my infancy and childhood. I know Me Papa, I have known him for many years, in Abeka Presby. Yeah. And so, any member of staff, teaching and non-teaching, please come, let's pray. Let's pray. And I'm using you guys as a point of contact for the school. Pray for your individual families. Pray for director and his family. And pray for the excellence of the school in Jesus. Come, 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 come. Let's pray. Come, come, come. Please come. Clap, 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 clap. Thank you. Thank you. And that's it. I love this. My God. We are grateful for all the services. I mean, Shiramo, we really treasure you. Stretch your hands here.
Eternal Father, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for these shepherds. You have brought these shepherds. They are like pastors to these children. I pray for your favor and your blessing over their lives, their individual expectations, and their families. I declare that no weapon formed against them will prosper. They will be in good health in Jesus' mighty name, and their expectations will come to pass. I pray for Director and his family, and I'm asking for favor, extreme favor, that you will protect them and grant them a perfect health to do what they are doing for your glory. Reverend John Ten Memorial Institute will go from glory to glory, grace to grace, in Jesus' name. The school will be bigger and bigger and better and greater in Jesus' mighty name. May the Lord favor you and continue to bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. I salute you, sir. Thank you. Are you clapping? I'm done. Hallelujah. Pick up your offering. Oh, we don't take offerings here. You take offering. Let's take our offering. It's for the service. It's for the school. Hallelujah. So where are your offering bowls? If you take offerings. And I'm about sorry, I'm not part of that. When I say, I'm not even going to say about sorry, I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm not here. You bet do, I bet you do. And I answered your ministry. I say, I bless you, sir. Take care of your life. What's your name, sir? The Lord bless you. Stand, let me tell you something. Stand. God is going to, there is one more person. One more person. Order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me every day. Send your Father, I pray. Please, order my steps in your word, dear Lord. Lead me, guide me. Send your anointing, Father, I pray. Order my steps, please. There are four young men that I see. I'm still looking for one. But the Lord is telling me there will be a very strong grace. Strong grace. We have a life for you. Messiah, maybe it will be true miracle we are seeing now. God will take you like a globe tractor around the world. I bless you. Chief Nafrihen, I beg you. And God will show you the Nadu Huabe Frau. And also, you're bad. Hallelujah. Bless these children, favor them, Father. In the name of Jesus, give them grace, favor, protect all of them. Honor them in the name of Jesus. These are intelligent people. The Lord bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. Amazing. One more time, my friend, I'm in Shira, my wife. My idea. I'm in Shira, I mean to take care of all these beautiful people. Amen. The Lord bless you. Amen. So the hand of God will use you. Glorious. What's the name again? Kwame Diasinyidi. Kwame Diasinyidi. Jeremy. Jalen. Hey, Dindia Mutubi. Jalen. That's a nice name. That's a nice. God will use you mightily. The Lord will use you. Bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Sit down. Let's take our offerings and go home. The next time when we come in the afternoon, then we can spend more time with you. Amen. The Lord bless you. And I'm just going to. Okay, no problem. What I do with the buy and take it and let's give out. And I'm sorry, many and your offering.
Pick up your offering. I declare in the name of Jesus over your sacrifice, you will never lack. Jesus' name. Amen. Bring our offering the Ojo Muta, I beg you. Oh, it's for the school, for the church. Then, you know, anytime you come to, it's for you. It's not for me. And I'm in Van Gogh, in Van Gogh, 200 Jimbutu. Yeah. What kind of song can we sing here? Tell me, Mr. Yanni. All right. You have your offering. Come and put it here. Thank you. Come. Don't wait for anybody. Come. Put it here. Use the opportunity to thank God for the life of everybody who joined us online on Facebook, on YouTube, and on podcast. Especially, we want to thank God for the lives of our partners from around the world. Thank you for your support taking us through Campus Fire. This is our maiden edition in Accra Academy and Reverend John Ten Memorial Institute. We are grateful to God for the privilege, the opportunity. Today, we want to thank God for Director and his team for letting us into this august and beautiful school. You guys, thank you for hanging out with us and also being part of the service. I catch you this week. Tomorrow morning on Morning Fire is going to be amazing. Don't misconnect. The grace of God will be your portion. For myself and my team, I want to thank God for the team. It's been a very long day for you. Yeah. You want to be a partner. Yeah, you know, we want you to leave us a message there because, you know, the game has started. We're going further. Hallelujah. And so I will use the opportunity to thank all of you so much for righteousness becomes a lifestyle. Breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time on our next trip.
You cannot get results without commitment. That is the reason why Inipa Bibri and that's what Timpana Chimo, because they don't want to be committed to a relationship. 2019, you want to get results? Ubazu Sidai, and I would say Yamuniema, and cow food, then Kunim Gruma. How are you going to? What I know you see what you are not committed. I'm telling this government, if you want results, be committed. You don't have this lackadaisical, laid-back attitude and still expect things to work. It does not work that way. We cannot live like uncivilized people. I want to talk to our politicians. We don't care about MPP. We don't care about NDC. When it's a threat to our existence, I need you to understand because You know, the ruling government, the opposition, none of you are right, because the things are moody. So we want to tell you the heart of God. And sometimes you are forgotten so quick the intense prayers you prayed. Very soon you will be needing that God again. And I'm telling you, God installs and God demotes. Ye ye political party colors go nche unia jina wenche na dia dia bone ya trim anawa ko bone ya sotro no monso reply pa pa weniso. What are we looking for? You are my brother, not my enemy. You are my sister, not my enemy. The Bible said how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together. It is like precious ointment. It is a sorry na mukonomon kanchiremo. Honorable, but you don't do the honorable thing. MPP ni NDC for yempeti ni NDA ye whatever. Yempeti. When you're missing in country mose. Emojanwa muhie kuno. Se muhie gu share ni siani nyankaso. Nama ni wobi ene ni nyongun tema. NDC, MPP. Yehu asa monche. Mama me futi wanya mufi. Namon fatinene anope and come on pony. Ebia na wunya mea mama pay.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.